Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am back in action. Thank you for all the good energy and thoughtful comments. That vertigo thing was not fun. It was not fun to be me for a while. But I feel much better now, and I am here to cover our week of June 1st through the 8th. And this is a kind of exciting week because we are going to have three of the personal planetary energies shifting into new territory. So there should be a lot going on for each and every one of us as we get used to this new area. So we're going to have Venus move into a sign she digs. She's going to move into Taurus, which she rules, and that happens on Tuesday, June 6th. And then Mercury is going to move into a sign he loves, Gemini, also on Tuesday, June 6th. And Mars is going to move into a sign he doesn't dig so much, Cancer, but we're still going to get quite a bit done with it in this territory, and that happens on Sunday, June 4th. So I guess I'll start with Mars since it happens first and give you the overview, and then we'll get into how it will impact each sign. So with Mars, you know, where Mars goes, that's where we are going to see passion playing out, and that's where we're going to see fights and anger playing out, and that is where we're going to see a lot more motivation. I mean, this is going to be where we're really going to be the busiest over the next 7 weeks approximately. So it moves in on June 4th, that's Sunday, and it is going to travel through this territory until July 20th. Mars does not dig the sign of Cancer so much because Cancer is an emotional energy, you know, it rules our emotions, and Mars just wants to do it and get it done and actually, you know, wants to do it yesterday. Mars just takes action and thinks it all out later, and you know, Cancer's all messed up in their emotions. So it can kind of feel like you're slogging through the water a little bit with some of this, but that's why it gives you 7 weeks to make it happen. And so, you know, when we're in this active energy in Cancer, it is about really now is the time to get projects done in the home. Now is time to really do the renovation or the remodel or the, you know, interior design or to move. Or to just get active. I mean, maybe you'll throw more parties at the house, or, you know, maybe there'll be a lot more passion at the house. And hopefully you won't have angry outbursts there. And in the sign of Cancer, this can also rule real estate deals. This may be the time to get really busy about buying or selling a property. And then the other thing about Cancer is it rules our family, our parents, our roommates. And so we can really kind of motivate to do something with or about these people and, you know, see a lot of things happening here. So again, all the way until July 20th. And there are going to be four standout days, I believe. So if you know, if any of that is like stuff you really, you know, want to go for, then you can circle these on the calendar. And that would be June 25th. That is when Mars is going to square Jupiter. We see something really big that we're pushing for at that time that would involve a partner or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or the competition, you know, and Jupiter it wants something good to happen for us here. So it's a growth opportunity, or there's something, well, it's actually not an opportunity aspect, but it's one of a lot of dynamic. So the 25th, you can be in there with one of those themes. The 26th, there's a trine to Neptune. So there's something kind of dreamy going on behind the scenes at home or with the roommate or the move or the renovation, or, you know, you can get inspired. You can really focus on the artistic stuff going on here. You can focus on spirituality, romance, healing, dealing with institutions, research and development. That should go well for you on that day. Then July 2nd, Mars will oppose Pluto. So this puts you one-on-one with somebody, really trying to reach a goal or further career objectives or deal with authority figures. Definitely could be financially motivated. There could be third-party scenarios playing out with that. Or there could be something going on sexually, passionately, you know. Maybe there's a real big goal about that on the 2nd. And then finally, the 4th day that stands out in this next 7 weeks. So, I mean, really, that's not a lot of days in 7 weeks where it's really peaking. The 4th day is the 17th of July. and Mars will square Uranus on that day. So there's a little bit of excitement or shock or surprise or sudden change. You know, it's the wild card energy. And you very well may be the person kind of instigating that. The only caveat I have for that particular day is do be careful for, you know, being a little bit more accident prone. There could be, you know, fires or sharp things cutting or angry outbursts on that day, but otherwise it could be exciting. So there's Mars. We're going to really stir things up and get things moving now. If you've been kind of slogging and waiting on, like, oh my gosh, you know, when am I ever going to get to move, or when am I going to get the real estate deal signed, or when am I going to really be able to help my parent do the next thing, or, you know, get the roommate in or out, this is the time when it's going to amp up, June 4th to July 20th. Second, we have Venus moving into Taurus on Tuesday, June 6th. Now, this one's going to go a little bit quicker. It's going to last almost a month until July 4th. And Venus is digging it here. This is where, you know, she can really slow down and have some pleasure in life. She likes to build things. She likes baubles and gifts and, purchasing luxury items in this sign. So we might splurge on ourselves or somebody we care about during this period. Just, you know, watch that you don't overdo it, I guess. And this is an excellent indicator for making money in a more relaxed way, a more enjoyable way, an easier way. So, you know, if you're already making money in a way that you're happy about, this could just make it a more enjoyable time. If you've been searching for an income source, women can definitely benefit you in finding that. You might interview with a female who really takes a liking to you, or there might be a female friend who gives you that tip on where to find the job. But money making definitely is in the flow with this. It can also really be a beneficial time when it comes to trying to do something with your product or your possession. So if you're trying to, you know, sell everything off in a yard sale or put it all away in storage or market some product that you have, this can definitely be a more favorable time period. Now we're going to have 3 days that stand out to me with this Venus cycle the next 4 weeks. And so you may want to circle these. And these all actually look favorable, so that's nice. We'll take it. The first one is on June 9th. This is Venus and Mars getting together. So you guys kind of know what that is just on the surface of that. It can be a day where there's some kind of passion and love, spark that kicks up between you and somebody else. It also can be about motivating activities that lead to money-making opportunities. And it can then focus on, again, the two things that Mars and Venus are involved in, with possessions and the home and the real estate deals and purchases and family and parents and income and all that. So the 9th, definitely a nice day, totally rocks with Venus and Mars. On the 20th of June, we have Venus making an opportunity aspect to Neptune. Definitely, again, kind of dreamy, kind of inspiring. If you're trying to make money or purchases or do something with that product or possession that involves art, film, music, poetry, dance, theater, concerts, anything muse related, or anything with institutions like hospitals or retreats, anything that might tie in with spirituality, Reiki work, you know, meditation, yoga, prayer. I don't know how you make money with prayer, but there's that. Anything romantic is aligning here, so there might be some gifts, you know, exchanged in a romantic interlude on that day. And I think that's it. Research, if I didn't say that one, definitely favored on that day in alignment to what's going on with the money flow and all of that. And then finally, the third day with Venus that stands out to me in the next 4 weeks would be on June 24th, where Venus will align with Pluto. Now, this one can kind of put you in the right place with a higher up person. If you're trying to reach that boss, director, producer, judge, mentor, teacher, parent, whoever that key individual might be, and impress them in some way that is tied into your goals about earning money, or any kind of outside financial flow that you're trying to hammer out. If you're trying to get the 401k or the loan or the investment or settlement or I don't know, taxes, insurance, alimony, whatever it is. This could be a good day for that. It definitely will further things along a little bit here. And on the romantic side, you know, Venus and Pluto together can bring love and sex together once again, kind of like Venus and Mars. So there could be some of that if that is where the goal lies. And so that's our Venus days. And then finally, in our week ahead, we have Mercury moving into Gemini. Now, this is the quickest of the transits. This is going to zoom by from June 6th to June 21st. So literally, you know, just a little over 2 weeks. But this is, you know, Mercury's favorite place to be. This is his sign. And so this, the gab factor is about to kind of go through the roof. So, you know, there can be a lot more flirtations. There can be a lot more run-ins and meetings and connections with new people. There can be a lot more talks and interviews and auditions during this phase. There can be offers on the table that are coming through. You can sign agreements or make sales. All of this is Mercury ruled. And then there's a mundane side of Mercury that's going to actually kick up as well. So you might get a lot busier doing more things locally or on short trips. You could definitely get in there and you know, purchase or do a fix-up of the car or other kind of transportation. Or there could be a focus on electronic purchases or you know, whatever you're doing with that. Merchants are definitely favored during this period. And then finally, brothers, sisters, and neighbors, you could get more involved doing something with that. With them. Oh, Lord. Sorry. I'm not calling you people that. And so, you know, the days that stand out, although I honestly think, you know, I would hit this hard and just go for it because it's going to go by so quickly. You might be chattering all the way through it. And then the certain days just kind of grab you, you know, but there are some days that stand out a little bit more. I would say on the 13th, we're going to have two Mercury alignments. One will put you in the right place with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, or even dealing with the competition in those talks or agreements, sales, interviews, etc. But there's a square to Neptune on that day, so you might get a little blindsided by something. I would definitely caution everybody out on the road on that day so you don't have an accident, you know, since vehicles are ruled by this and Neptune can be kind of foggy. And I would definitely say don't drink and drive, to have a designated driver on that day. Other than that, you know, it can just be maybe you'll have a few confusing moments, but the connection with the right people is there. And then we have the 18th, where Mercury will sit in an opposition to Saturn. That's a really good day to cement something one way or the other with another person, again, through talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, short trips, et cetera, et cetera. And the focus with Saturn would be to cement something legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, wedding, religious, political, you know, oh God, we'll probably hear some big political craziness on that day, I'm certain. Oh boy, we need more of that, right? And then finally, on the 20th, Mercury will make an opportunity alignment to Uranus, baby. And so there's some exciting news on that day, or there's something, it might shock you, but it's still in a kind of a good way, because this is, you know, an open door here. And it could also bring some new ideas. You know, Uranus is in charge of genius and inventions. And so you may want to jot down some of those far out things you come up with on that day, because they might lead to something. Definitely could have that surprising run-in with somebody you didn't expect to see or hear from. And so there you have it. So when we really look through this for all of the signs, and, you know, is there a specific territory that this will be focusing on for each sign? Yes, of course. So for Aries, having your ruler Mars in Cancer for the next almost 7 weeks up through July 20th, you know, Aries, you guys are just going to have to slow down just a little bit. It's going to, it's really meant to get the Aries in touch with their emotions. And, you know, I'm not saying that they aren't, they are, but they kind of burn through their emotions with this fiery passion. And this will get them to feel their emotions on a different kind of deeper level during this period. And so if there's anything to work out with that, it will help you guys do it. But definitely, Aries, a gung-ho time frame for getting getting things done in the home or about the home with moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, real estate deals. Also, if you have an interest in doing anything about your ancestry or you have an interest in history, also it could be like patriotic and country focused, you know, that fourth house is the root of the chart. So you're going to get way more activity. And I should mention for everybody, you know, this hasn't been here in 2 years. So it's definitely going to give us more going on than we've had in a couple years here. So this is the time to do it. For every sign, I'm just going to say check back to the beginning of the show for the breakdown of all those key dates so I don't go through them over and over and over again throughout the show. With Venus for Aries, you know, love will flower when you're out making money or out making purchases or through the gift exchanges and, you know, signs of affection that you're giving each other. And income is definitely jazzed up for Aries. So this is going to be a perky time from Tuesday, June 6th through July 4th. It can help you smooth out income issues or attract income to you. Women can benefit you in this area. If you're trying to move product or possessions along in some favorable way, this can help you. Beauty themes are definitely highlighted here. So if you want to buy or sell beauty products or you, you know, I don't know, I guess that would be it. Or get into the beauty industry in some way. Then this would be a favorable time to amp that up in some way. Things should go well for you guys here. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, the 6th through the 21st, definitely a time for Aries to get a lot more going on locally or with a lot more short trips. If you need to do something with the vehicles or electronics, brothers, sisters, neighbors, definitely. But more than all of that, it's time to flirt, talk, meet, sign contracts, make sales. If you are in the sales industry, Aries, this is definitely really good for you. And time to write, you know, I don't know if I said write already. I talk too much. But if I didn't, there you have it. And, you know, pitch ideas, propose, whatever you can do to communicate, gather information, and flow with that. For Taurus, you know, Mars moving into Cancer for the next almost 7 weeks up through July 20th. You know, this is really going to get you passionate, sometimes angry, but very motivated overall and active doing things now locally on short trips with your writing and agreements and sales. This Mars thing for Taurus, although it may have some emotional side, you know, you might have the blow up, you know, with the boss or the coworker maybe during this phase, or get angry and say something because you're frustrated about how active you want to make this happen. But for sales and agreements and interviews and writing and you know, all of this for Taurus, this is a fantastic time for you guys. A lot of passion playing out here. You might have some passion spark with somebody here, but time to get this done. If you need to do something about your vehicles or electronics, do it during this time frame. You know, key in on those key dates that look the most favorable for you. Do be careful out on the road, Taurus, throughout this whole period, but on those key days especially. Well, not all of them, but, you know, definitely on the 2nd and 17th of July. And do... you know, watch your words because you're going to have more intensity coming out of you. So, I mean, people are going to either respond to you like super passionately or you're going to kind of piss them off probably, you know, so you'll get a lot. You'll be able to move people through your words. So just be aware of that. You have more power with that. And then, you know, having Venus move into your sign is lovely. So maybe this will soften the edge a little bit. This is going to be between June 6th and July 4th. So Taurus, you know, this kind of, there's just this allure to you even more so than normal. This can attract love to you. This can help you smooth things out as far as your personal, you know, your personality, your persona, the way you come across to people. So if there's any rough edges there, I guess, you know, this can help you with your image. It can help you enhance that if you want to get new headshots done or you know, new wardrobe or any kind of makeover. It can help you build your brand and have a financial flow with that. It's good for your body. Again, it could be some loving coming along with that physical sign or the beauty side with that. But definitely a time where you can kind of charm people even more than normal. So this should be a pleasurable side to what's going on. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, this is income. and possessions and purchases and product for you, so it goes by quickly. But this would be the key time for you guys to get in there and sign agreements about money-making ventures, or to pitch the product, to write things up, you know, to meet, to get out there locally if you're promoting things, if you're moving your possessions around or storing them. But definitely focusing on that, you're going to have the edge a little bit here. So use that while you can. For Gemini, the income is going to be affected by Mars. And so Mars is moving here on June 4th and stays until July 20th. And Gemini, this is definitely a time to get way busier making money at home or through real estate or family projects or things that have some kind of past or historical significance to them. It can be, you know, roommate ventures. It can be a time to focus on your possessions and product and your purchases. You might start purchasing a lot more stuff for your house or for the family or roommates, or a renovation, et cetera, the move, the real estate deal. And definitely this is the time where you haven't had this kind of energy in 2 years, so you may want to get in there and do it. Just again, be careful that you don't have blow-ups, angry fits over any of this stuff, and that you don't have any accidents on these things with on the days that I outlined at the beginning of the show. You could definitely see a lot more passion playing out over this, though, so you really are going to like what you're buying and selling and the money you're making and all this. And with Venus moving into Taurus, now this is kind of the mystical, magical part of the sky for Gemini. So June 6th to July 4th, this is love starting to play out behind closed doors. So this could be, you know, opportunity for romantic escapes, you know, to nearby places, or a retreat. Maybe you just draw the blinds and hide out in the house. It could be a clandestine romance kicking into play during this time, in which case, you know, be careful. But looks like Venus is going to bring you some enjoyment with that. It could be a karmic past life love affair that kind of kicks in during this time frame. If that's on the cards, this would be one of those times when this would come through, you know, the door's kind of open there. It can also be bringing women who can benefit you, or money-making opportunities, or beauty prospects that are tied into hospitals and retreats and spas and other institutions that tie in favorably to anything artistic you're involved in. So you could be making money through film or music or painting or poetry, or, you know, anything, you know, that might involve the spiritual realm, you know, meditation or yoga. There could be magical or psychic abilities that are enhanced, and money-making opportunities with that, or you're, you know, purchasing things with that. And what else am I leaving out? Research and development is favored during this time. So you're going to kind of see more pleasure or more ability to attract what you need here. Definitely could be, I think I already said it, but it could be a good thing, you know, if you're trying to do anything beauty related, you want to go in and have a procedure done at a hospital, or, you know, retreat away and rest yourself up. It's a good time for it. And with Mercury coming into your sign, Gemini, from June 6th through the 21st, this is a lot of people connecting with you on the first part of this. So this is definitely, you know, a lot more phone calls and invitations to things and emails, and, you know, you're just kind of on the top of everybody's tongue and list and et cetera. However that plays out. And, you know, but it's also a really important time for Gemini to speak up about what they want, what they need, who they are, where they're going, you know. So if you need to sit down and have a talk with somebody, or you want to set up meetings, if you want to promote your brand or image, or you want to make choices about something going on with your body, if you've been waiting to hear the news, or, you know, to come through on something that is important to you that you've already set in motion, all of this can really start to conspire or transpire through the 6th of June through the 21st. So definitely be proactive about furthering your own needs in this way. All right, for Cancer, you know, Cancer, the thing about you is that Mars is about to come into your sign for the first time in 2 years. So, I mean, you could think back to the summer of 2015, I guess, for some ideas about how this felt. You know, hosting Mars is, you know, it's getting like that B12 shot in the behind or that, you know, fifth cup of coffee in the morning. You know, you're just going to have a lot more vitality and you're going to be way more amped up. So if you're a nice Cancer, this is good. And if you're not, this could be all kinds of trouble, right? I'm sure you're all just wonderful. See, and I'm a Cancer, so I'm allowed to speak to this. But, you know, this is going to bring a lot more passion and spirit, and it's going to bring angry outbursts, and it's going to bring motivation, and you're just going to feel on fire and ready to get some things done. Again, you know, because this is in your sign, it can be all about your body and getting in shape or getting physically passionate with somebody. It can be about your image and brand and what you're wanting to do about that. It can be about your title, your name. It can be a personal desire or a goal or need that you have, and really getting motivated about making it happen. So this is the time to kind of mow it down and move the mountain and all of that, and look to the first of the show to circle the dates that really stand out with this. Cancer, out of all the signs, you would be the most likely to be accident prone, especially on, you know, on those 4 days I pointed out, or to, you know, have the fight on those days. So do watch those particular key days. But other than that, I do think Cancers are, you know, watch out, step back. they're coming out of their shell. Venus moving into Taurus for Cancer. This is social for Cancer. This is, you know, an A+. So from June 6th until July 4th, a lot more fun and enjoyment, pleasure through connection with friends. You might make a new friend, you know. Anything that you're doing with group activities online at gatherings and parties and events also favors astrology and charities. So, you know, connect. And we're connecting in league or in line with Venus, you know. So it's about love. So you might, if you're single, you might go to the party and fall in love with somebody, or you might have a friend that all of a sudden you see them differently, right? Or maybe there's that online dating site, heaven forbid. Or, you know, Venus also rules personal income. So this is a fantastic time to be making money online or through group activities or through the tip that a friend gives you or going into business with a friend. And what else? Beauty and women, you know, they're kind of flowing through all of this in some kind of positive way. So you have that going until July 4th. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, this is your karmic, mystical, magical zone. It goes by really quickly for you. Cancer, June 6th through the 21st. But this is about having a lot more talks and meetings and ideas that are playing out quietly, privately, secretly, strategically. You know, you're behind the scenes and you're playing all this out and you're floating through all the information. You might really get inspired with an artistic idea during this time, or sign contracts, or you know, make sales that are related to film, music, poetry, dance, painting, sculpting, whatever it is you do. It could be about getting into some talks, or getting some offers or proposals for that clandestine romance or romantic getaway. It can be about really having some insight or decision-making or ideas that are focused on your spiritual life, or what your practices are. It could be a time to hear news or make choices about going to the hospital or your involvement at a hospital or with healing or spas or retreats or other institutions. It could also, you know, research and development also very favored during this brief period. The only thing I would give as a caveat for issues that could come up would be, you know, do not tell lies, do not tell secrets. They're going to backfire on you during this phase. And if there has been something going on that was deceptive or secretive, it could come up. And so if that's you doing it, or if you're finding out about something else, this would be the time frame when that would come through. All right, for Leo. Leo, Mars is moving into that karmic, mystical, magical part of the chart for you. So you guys have about 7 weeks of activity here. This is going to be, busier than you've been in a couple years here. Now you can use this to really dive into an artistic project. You might get really busy on the music or the film or the dance or the painting or the poetry or whatever, or maybe concerts and theaters and, museums and whatever. So if there is a passion you have here, this is the time to motivate and really start to put in the effort. And things should start to just knock down, the dominoes as you get into this. This can also be about the need to go to the hospital to have a surgery or procedure done. Or if you are the surgeon, you're going to get very busy during this time. It can be a time where, you get really passionate on those romantic trysts and encounters and getaways and clandestine affairs. Leo, I know quite a few of you are probably going to get drawn into that kind of thing during this period. And so all I would say to you is it can be really amplified during this time frame because we're in that rare 12-year window where Jupiter is, expanding horizons with relationship potential. And so if this picks up, just take care that this is, you're seeing everything clearly and you're not, running off with somebody who's already committed to somebody else so you don't end up in some kind of haphazard situation. But if not, it can be just a wonderful time to connect with somebody from a past life who's coming back through at this point. And there's all kinds of spontaneity and, yay, that kind of thing. what else? I think that's everything with you guys. Research, healing, hospitals, spirituality, romance, artistry, Mars. You're busy there until July 20th. When it comes to Venus for the Leos, this is going to favor your career midheaven. So this is nice, okay? This is going to start on June 6th and go until July 4th. You have about a month. And when Venus is going through the career midheaven, there can be kind of those moments where, the boss just notices you out of the blue or some really big wig person that really going to take note of the work you've been doing, or maybe they just think you're cute. They like the cut of your jib. You're just gonna get your way during this time, So you have an elevated charm factor that can be noticed. There can be some recognition coming through for you during this time. It's a really good time to smooth things out with higher up individuals. If there's a judge or a parent or a boss that you have issues with, you can kind of go in and see that, kind of get the edge off of that. It can be a time where you attract a new career opportunity or get a promotion. It can be a time where you win an award. It can be a time where there is also a personal goal that starts to come into view that is focused on love or women or beauty. So it doesn't have to just be income and career flow and all of this. But hey, it's all good, right? So there you have about a month of that. And with Mercury moving into Gemini, this goes by quickly, June 6th to the 21st. For Leo, this is social. So, lots more like phone calls and emails and invitations from friends and to, do the group thing or to get online. I would definitely say the Leos are probably going to amplify their online presence during this period. If you need to sign agreements or make sales or write or pitch ideas, if you need to set up meetings or interview and anything that would be about these social connections, social networking, if you're trying to set up an event or be a part of something that has a social conscience to it. And also, I should add into this for Leo, there could be something tied in with your personal aspirations or original projects that crosses into all of this. Then this is a really quick but favorable time for you to get in there and talk it up and make your choices and meet people. For Virgo, Mars is moving into this social sphere for you guys. So June 4th to July 20th, almost 7 weeks here of solid activity. Mars is going to, get you busier than you've been in a couple years here. There could be some passion starting to stir between you and certain people. There could also be anger and outbursts occasionally throughout this. This will be where it will focus if there is going to be it. So, again, all of this activity and passion and anger and motivation is going to play out with friends and group activities and online and with spirit or spiritual, with astrology, with charities, with social networking and parties and events and gatherings. And again, for Virgo, you would have this also really motivating you over personal aspirations or original projects. So you do want to be in there and going for it. And, you know, maybe some of this will play out. We're thinking about Cancer themes here. Maybe some of it will be about things going on in the home, or you'll involve the roommate, or there'll be, you know, renovation parties or or a moving party with friends. you know, so, I mean, think about the crossover themes with Cancer, but this is definitely social and aspirational for Virgos, and a lot happening here. Venus moving into Taurus is that expansive, broadening ninth house for you guys. And so you're going to have about a month here, June 6th to July 4th. And so these are the areas that you can definitely see things smoothing out, or you can start to attract the money, or start to attract the love, or express the love, or do better things with women, or see good influence from women or beauty themes. So what is it about? Virgo, it's going to come through travel, foreign people or interest, globalization, import, export. It's going to come through educational avenues. So this could be you taking a class or getting training or teaching or sharing your wisdom. It's going to come through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity. It's going to come through legal, you know, agreements and decisions. It's going to come through weddings. So if you do get invited to a wedding, I would go. It's going to come through politics and religion. So, you know, all those expansive arenas, this is where the love is. This is where the money is flowing. This is where you can charm your way in and out of things. This is where beauty and women can benefit you. So focus in those areas. And then we have Mercury going through Gemini from June 6th through the 21st. This is really a quick period, but a very, you know, wonderful period for the Virgos to get the news they've been waiting from that higher up authority type person, the director, the teacher, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, somebody like that. You can get in there and have the talk or meeting or sign agreements or make sales or write things up or make decisions or have the decision made for you during this a little over 2 weeks. This is also career related. So Virgo, if you need to pitch a career idea, or you need to make a decision to start furthering your career, or you want to interview or audition, or you want to set up a meeting that can, you know, help you get the promotion or land a new career, talk it up, right? And then also, thirdly, this is about personal goals. So if you have something, maybe you've written something and you have a personal goal about that, or maybe you have a personal goal to propose, or maybe you have a personal goal that would involve a brother or sister or the vehicle or electronics or community activities, think Gemini themes, right? Or the sales or agreements, right? So you want to speak. Use your words, Virgo, as my friend Amy loves to say. Use your words. This is the time that you will definitely kind of, you know, get people's attention with that. All right, for Libra, Mars is moving into the career midheaven. And so this is the 7 week amplified, fired up. Everything's going to start to happen now. You know, there's going to be great emotions wrapped up in this, but you're going to be passionate. You're going to be motivated, and, you know, there could be some angry outbursts. Be the sweet Libra that we know you are, and never go there, because there's so much you can accomplish during this time. So Mars will get you busier on the career front. So whether that means you're trying to, you know, further your career, land your career, start a business, you know, get the promotion, whatever you are on that career track, this is going to help you make things happen. This is also going to involve those higher up authority figures and a chance to move some things along, get in there and fight it out, or maybe you'll have a crush on the boss, you know, or they'll have a crush on you, woohoo, or, you know, whatever you're doing here, this can involve you with that higher up person. And then again, personal goals. You can be very motivated and driven and active now and see some results if you go for those personal goals during this time frame. When we see Venus moving into Taurus on June 6th through July 4th, almost a month here, Libra, this is the area of sex. So Venus there can definitely be love and sex and lots of good stuff happening here. Definitely be kind of smoldering a little bit there and could attract some interest. Okay, I'm not going to say any more because I'm, you know, going to start rambling. This can be about reproduction. So if you need to say there's a female doctor you want to sit down with who can help you with your reproductive needs, or maybe there's a daughter on the way if you're about to have a baby, you know, so there can be, or maybe you're making, want to make money in a reproductive field or with a reproductive product. You know, this is definitely a favorable time for that. This rules divorce. So if you happen to be going through this, Venus can help smooth out, you know, any of the anger issues going on there, help attract, you know, a better, more favorable money flow during this time frame. It rules death and birth. So if there is somebody that you're, you know, having to deal with their estate, or you're trying to, you know, plan your own, you know, will or something like that, it can help you. There may be, again, I would say females probably going to benefit you the most here if you're sitting down with somebody to get advice and start to work through that. And then here's the biggest part of this. Not that those weren't big. Gosh knows, they're big. But, you know, this part of the sky rules all finances that aren't your income. And this is an income energy moving into that. So, you know, this is just an incredible time for you to get in there and see what you can do about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partner's money, whatever is out there flowing with the finances, right? It can help you smooth out issues, attract what you need. You know, obviously you want advice of experts with this, so sit down with the right people, but this would be a good time to do so. And then when we get into Mercury moving into Gemini, Libra, this is going to be that expansive ninth house for you. So it goes by quick, June 6th to the 21st. But this is when you could hear the news or sign the agreements or make the sales or write things up or meet and talk and make choices about the media or broadcasting or publishing situation, about the travel plans or with people at a distance, about anything going on in educational pursuits or legal agreements or weddings or religion or politics. Oh, my God, I can hear the Libras now. They're going to have a few things to say, aren't they? Oh boy, talking about religion and politics, here they come. So, you know, look at the dates I gave at the beginning, but definitely a time where this can be a lot more information exchanged and decisions made about those topics. For Scorpio, Mars is moving into that ninth house for 7 weeks almost, up through July 20th. This starts on June 4th. So, yeah, Scorpio, more heat, more fire, more passion, more anger, more motivational force. I don't think the Scorpios need more motivational force, do you? But they're going to get it. So you guys are having more going on here than you've had in 2 years. It is definitely going to, you know, help you move things wherever it is you decide you're going to go for. You're going to be kind of unstoppable with this. So again, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, legal, educational, travel, foreign, wedding, religious, political themes, all of those are amplified and heated up, and things are happening here. So really all you have to do is try to avoid fights, confrontations over those areas, and you should be able to make pretty much what you want to see happen, at least start to begin to happen in those areas. Venus moving into Taurus is your relationship zone. This is a 4-week process from June 6th to the July 4th. You know, this is groovy for the Scorpios because Venus is going to smooth out issues in relationships and help you attract the relationships that are going to be beneficial for you with love or income or beauty interests, or, you know, that involve women. And so, you know, this can be the time to, relationships can involve specialists. You know, if you need to see a specialist about making money or the beauty treatment you want, it can be a time to with partners, either romantic or business or both. So it could be romantic and love oriented and business and income oriented and all coming together now. It can be about clients and really charming and attracting and bringing that flow and joy through the client base. And it can be about representatives. So, you know, getting that right agent or attorney or advocate on board, or if you've already got somebody, things really starting to kind of flow there. And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, June 6th through the 21st, this is a lot of talks and meetings and offers that are either focused on sexual interests or reproduction or divorce, or the big financial stuff, the insurance, the commissions, the investments, the, you know, alimony, child support, loans, whatever, inheritance, taxes, I don't know. So, you know, if you have to meet or talk or sign agreements or, you know, convince somebody of something sexually or reproductively or with the divorce or the finances, then, or if you're waiting to hear, you know, the decision in one of these things, then this is the time frame. For Sagittarius, Mars is moving into that eighth house of sex and reproduction and divorce and finances. So you have 7 weeks of amplified activity in those areas, June 4th to July 20th. So Sag, passion and the sex life, definitely this could be a time where you really spark with somebody. If you're already with somebody, it can get even more exciting, you know. This can be a time where you can be have a heightened reproductive level. So if that involves you, if you're in that stage of your life where you're trying to have babies, I would practice a lot during this time frame. If you don't want to have babies but you could, I would use a lot of extra precaution during this time. Mars, when it comes to divorce, you know, this is a little bit trickier because it's a passionate, angry energy, and divorce is a passionate, angry topic. You're going to have, you know, this will help you push it forward, you know, or fight for what it is you want. Just, you know, reel it in a little bit. Be careful about how far you take that. You know, do what you need to do, but, you know, it can be explosive is what I guess I'm what I'm trying to say. And then finally for Sag, this is the big financial house. So definitely, you know, time to go out there and sit down with the investment professional or the, you know, the loan officer or the tax man or the insurance, you know, specialist and, you know, whoever the money person is. Get in there and really start doing something about this. It can really rev the money scenario up. One way or the other, you know, it's a volatile world out there right now. So see who you can see and see where that's at. With Venus moving into Taurus, June 6th through the July 4th timeframe, Sag is going to help you guys on the work front. So if you are out of work, he can definitely help you land an income scenario during this time. You want to be active about that. If you are on the job, it can just bring more pleasure at the job and make the, making the money a little bit easier during this time. This, as far as health goes, can also impact your health. So there may be a female that can benefit you in some kind of health, you know, procedure or as a trainer or doctor or somebody like that. If you want to make money in the health industry or buy something that is, benefits you in your health or work, definitely favored during this time frame. And then this can also be about animals. So you might decide to, you know, go get a dog or a cat during this time, or you might start to develop some kind of product for animals that you want to sell. And also I would just say, you know, it can be a very favored time for getting involved with things with coworkers or hired help in any area of life or signing paperwork, okay? And then with Mercury moving into Gemini, June 6th through the 21st, Sag, this is relationship-oriented, goes by quickly, but really a good time to meet somebody that could end up, you know, being a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney. Good time to get into talks or to propose ideas or propose, you know, with people during this time. You can interview and audition. You can make sales and rev those up with clients. So, you know, definitely get in there and communicate and make choices. For Capricorn, Mars is about to move into that relationship zone for almost 7 weeks. So, wow, you know, think back to the summer of 2015 and how passionate or angry or both or motivated you were when it came to the specialists, when it came to the clients, when it came to your romantic partners, when it came to your business partners, when it came to your agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. You know, this is where it's at. It's one-on-one stuff here. You know, because this is in Cancer, some of it may play out in the home or about a home scenario. Some of it may play out over real estate or moves or renovations. Some of it may play out over family dynamics or roommate scenarios. So, you know, keep that in the back of your head. But this is definitely go time for you with these people. As long as you can keep a handle on any outbursts and angry fits, it could be really passionate or really motivated with them. Venus moving into Taurus. This is June 6th through July 4th. Capricorn, you know, this is even looking better and better. This is, you know, things starting to go really well in the area of true love and with lovers, with creative projects and talents, with children, and with anything recreational. So I would say yes, 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 and yes to those four topics during this month ahead. You may have new things showing up or taking things to the next level and things you're already involved in. There can be some nice things going on with the money flow here in the creative projects or with the things you're purchasing for the lover or the kids or the possessions and what you're doing with them. You know, maybe you're moving all your stuff in with the lover or something, I don't know, or your gift giving, you know. So this is nice, right? And then Mercury is going to move into Gemini for about 15 days, June 6th through the 21st. Capricorn, this amplifies opportunity to get into talks and meetings, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, audition, field offers, or make decisions that are work-related, that involve paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning, or that are focused on your health or focused on your animals. So honestly, you can get involved in all of that. Definitely is going to kind of spike it up and get you moving where you need to move this. So take advantage of it while it's there. For Aquarius, you know, Mars is moving into that work and health, et cetera, part of the sky for you. So Mars, starting on June 4th all the way till July 20th, 7 weeks almost, is going to get you busier when it comes to your job or the work you're doing on some kind of other unrelated work project. Or in the pursuit of landing work, it's going to get you busier with coworkers or with hired help on some project or interest. It's going to get you busier about the paperwork, the organizing, the cleaning, or it's going to get you busier about your health or your animals. So you can pick and choose one or all of that. Mars will definitely motivate you. You'll motivate other people. There could be some passion playing out in some of those areas. There can definitely be some angry moments with people over those topics for the Aquariuses or the Aquarians. So, you know, take care of that so you don't, you know, blow up with the coworker or, you know, the healthcare professional. But otherwise, you can get a lot done here. Venus moving into Taurus from June 6th to July 4th. This is a good four-week period. Going to motivate the Aquarians at home or with real estate deals. You're going to, you know, I guess I shouldn't even really say motivate. You're just going to feel good. There's going to be good things going on here. You're either going to kind of smooth out issues or you're going to attract the money or attract the love here, or you're going to see women who benefit you here or more beauty in your space. Good time to decorate the home. So, you know, focus. This is going to be all playing out in the home, about the home, with real estate deals, with moves and renovations, and then also really nice things going, flowing here with family, with the parent, with the roommate scenario. So aim that as you will. It should be a nice time. Mercury moving into Gemini from the 6th of June to the 21st. This is in Aquarius's zone of true love, kids, creative projects, and fun. So it goes by quick. You have 15 days, but you definitely may meet somebody who has an impact on your love life or with the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit, or you might really get into an important talk or hear the proposal or the news or the offer, or you might sign agreements or make more sales during this time. Definitely a very favorable time to interview or audition for the Aquarians if you have a creative field that you're pursuing or you're trying to land work involving kids or has a love or a recreational topic to it. Yeah, so there you have it. Also would be a really nice time for short trips, you know, getaways in the name of love or for the kids during this particular time frame. For Pisces, Mars is moving into that zone of love, kids, creativity, and fun. So again, you know, like with all the signs, you can kind of think back to that summer of 2015 for the last reference point. But Mars is about to give you about 7 weeks up through July 20th of more activity going on. You're either you're going to be out there really heated up and pursuing love, or passionately in the throes of love with the lover that you have now, or there could be some angry outbursts, and then you come back for some more love and passion. So love is definitely amplified. Same thing goes, you might be really motivated. There could be a lot of kid things going on during this time frame, and you're driving them here and there, or you're being proactive about fighting and standing up for something for the kids, or you could be getting into fights with the kids, so be careful with that. And creative projects, you're going to kind of be unstoppable here. You know, your creativity is going to be heightened, and you might just feel really passionate about what you're doing at this point, and that will kind of translate to other people then kind of getting pulled into it. So it's really cool with that. And sports and recreation, all, you know, very, very active during this time frame. Obviously, be careful that you don't have an accident when you're doing sports and recreational things, and that, or if you're in the Olympics there in the sex and romance department, you know, don't hurt yourself. Because there can be a little bit of that with Mars sometimes. I would say the 4 days I circled at the beginning of the show might stand out, or it could be if it activates something in your chart, I suppose. So be careful of that part. Don't get into big fights. Otherwise, you can get a lot done during this time frame. Venus is moving into Taurus June 6th through July 4th, about 4 weeks. And this is going to really kind of play out locally and on short trips, first of all. So Pisces, you know, if you're trying to find love, it's in your local coffee shop or grocery store or post office or club, you know, that you can walk to. Or you, if you're in a love affair, you might take some short trips during this time. If you're trying to earn money, hitting the pavement in your community, you know, you might get some tips or find the job offer on the front door kind of thing. And then also, you know, getting involved with women or beauty, there's like a lot more local and short trip kind of things here. Venus might spur you on to purchase a vehicle or some electronics during this phase. It should be a good time to do that. Venus may bring you into the communication side of this house, which means it would be an amplified time for interviews and auditions, talks and meetings, writing, pitching ideas and projects. Proposals, anything that would get the information flow going back and forth, making some decisions during this time frame. And lastly, Venus might help you smooth some things out or do something that you really enjoy with brothers or sisters or neighbors. So think community, think all of this. It should be good during this time frame. And then finally, Mercury moving into Gemini June 6th through the 21st. You know, this is going to give you about 15 days where there's a lot more meetings and talks and agreements and sales and writing and decisions or offers that are focused on your home. So maybe you're going to have a lot more people in, or, you know, you're making a choice, some kind of big decision about what you want to do about your house in some way. Or it's focused on real estate. So if you're buying or selling property, this could be when you sign agreements or make the sales, or you're learning and you pass your test, you know. It can be about moves or renovations. So, you know, again, information flow and choices coming through during this time. And then also there could be a lot of connection going on with a parent, with roommates, or with the family as a whole. And so if you need to hear something or talk about something or sign some agreements about all that, or make sales, you know, anything that puts you in that communication flow, this is the time. All right, guys, so it's Zoe Moon. We have quite the active shift of gears, all these personal planetary energies taking off in the week ahead. I hope it rocks for you guys. It looks like it's going to be pretty darn good. I'll be back next week, God willing. No more vertigo and weirdness going on with me. And that's it. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, and I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.